Tosfos at the end over here asks this question. Once Tosfos realizes that Kitsira Shaloba Sarachaitin is Bechlam not Nichshav Kitsira at all, and not even a Kitsira, the Malach Shem Tzrich Lagufa, it's not even Kitsira completely divorced from Kitsira, because Kitsira requires by definition the Tolda, I'm sorry, the Sarachaitin. Well, if that's the case, okay, so you still caught them. Maybe you should be chayv mishum tolda. That's what that's at the end. The lo machayv afilu mishum tolda. The tolda tzarach should behave dami la'av malacha. They pointed out, just to think a little bit, what's the havmin, what's the maskana of this tolda? We pointed out, I think, with the parenthetical point yesterday, we'll put upon it a little more properly now, that the havmin is that we care about the tzura. If they look similar to the, you know, to the onlooker, externally they look like similar acts. That should be the tova. And the answer is no, it has to be dome to the av, and apparently the tsura is not dome at all. The maskana, we don't care about the tsura. Rather, we care about the function, the purpose, the tachlis, the tachlis of the maisa. And therefore, Tosfos seems pretty straightforward in terms of what is a tova and what is an av. I could imagine many people disagreeing with this Tosfos specifically and saying the person's kotzer and he's tzarech, he's an eino tzarech le'itim. One could argue he's not over. Maybe the tolda, maybe that's even what the Rid has in mind, etc., etc. But that was Tosfos' point. Just the question is: does everyone agree to this? People just dispute it. What's the story? What's the halacha? How do you know if it's an avra tolda? Tosfos is relatively, you know, straightforward. But we could at least in terms of what is a tolda, the answer is whether or not it has the same function, the same purpose, the same tachlis hamaisa. But is that really true? Is that really pashut? How does that really work? So the truth is, there's an interesting gemara. The gemara makes the second Shabbos is a little bit of a discussion amongst the mafarshim. How do you know if it's an avra tolda? Well, I give one of these, makes two independent statements which are somewhat puzzling and it triggers a little bit of difficulty amongst the regional. Both in the context of Rian, this is background information, most of the Gemara, all the Gemara spent in the past, overwhelming majority, you're all found right over here at Rodo from Ayan Gimel to Ayan Hay. And those 2.5 now, you cover almost everything you need about the truth. Zriya, Harisha, Ketira, everything else. So the Gemara says that Zomer, it's Chayav Mishum Noteya, and Noteya Ma'avrit and Mar. All Chayav Mishum Zoreya. You got that? So far so good? That's what the Gemara is. So the problem, the first glance of this Gemara is that, well, slow down. If Zomer is Mishum Noteya, that sounds like Noteya is an Av Malacha. Zomer is a Tolda, Noteya is the Av. However, Noteya, Mavrich and Marchev are all Mishum Zoreya, it sounds like they're the Tolos, and Zoreya is the Av. Well, how do I look at Noteya? That's really almost a spear between these two lines in the Gemara. So, anytime you have a, right, the first line indicates that Noteya is an Av, the second one is Noteya is a Tolos, the Gemara doesn't present it as not broken. How do you deal with that? Sounds like a Sira, X versus Y, you can reinterpret X and you reinterpret Y. And that's exactly my point of Rashi versus Rabbeinu Chanan. Rashi and Rambam, for that matter, versus Rabbeinu Chanan. Rashi believes that Noteya is an Av. What about Mavrich and Marchiv and Zomer? Rashi believes that all four of these things are Avos. Everything but Zomer. Zomer is the only Tolda on the page. Noteya is an Av. Mavrich is an Av, Marchiv is an Av, Zomer is an Av, they're all basically Avos. The Rambam even believes that Zomer is an Av, which is I'm sorry, right? Which is somewhat surprising. Well, where's Rambam write that? In Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches. Where is it? Perek Zayin? Yeah, Perek Zayin, I'll have to get it. And they basically said, okay, is it out? Maybe there are many others. The Rebbeinu Chananel says there's no way. Rather, the Rebbeinu is a Talmud. Or what line is the Rebbeinu Chananel going to have a tough time reading now? How is he going to say that Rover and Mishum told them, and Mishum the Rebbeinu, they're not really told. They know the answers. There's such a thing as a Talmud the Talmud. They found them with the cool finish, which is Talmud the Talmud. We can have a not just an abbot and a told they have like a grandson a lot and Zomer's sitting with that.
So what is the man that they have the what is the Av versus the
Av of Zomer, Zomer's Av is a Tolda itself. But you all thought the Tolda was Tolda, it's Av is a Tolda, which is Notaya. And Notaya is a Tolda of Zoraya. Now Halak Lamais, who cares if it's a Tolda or a Tolda of a Tolda? They're probably gonna be Napkinitas. Otherwise, what they have to do with this. And I assume those Napkamim are going to be in terms of how to give, maybe they're how to give Hasra, but at least if you do two of the Halamechah, so how do those deals, how would they work out? I'm not sure exactly how to finish that photo 100%, but theoretically, the Toldos are not Chayim to Halamechah and Zah. What about Toldos and Toldos? I don't know. What about a Tolda of a not no tail? Let's say if you have, for example, Zomer and Mavrich to Helenah. According to Rashi, you only get maybe according to the Rebbeinu Chananel, you can tie two because they're all Toldos. You have to work out the deeper, but they're going to be some type of, I'm going to tell you what they are, but some type of implication that came over that. And therefore, that's a major machlokes. Now, the truth is, this machlokes probably has a lot to do, more to do with what is an av halacha than a tolda. However, there's going to be an important upshot, an important conclusion about how these tolda work out. Let me tell you what I mean by that. There's a good chance this machlokes doesn't get rushed quickly. What's that? The Mishnah lists 39 avos halachas. Are there any more beyond those? Or let's just say Zoraya is an av, Mavrich is not a really independent, or let's say Notaya. The difference between Zoraya and Notaya is basically one's for trees and one's for vegetables. Zoraya means planting seeds on Zoraya means planting seeds on in the ground and and what they call this for is basically planting trees in the ground. No, okay, it's basically planting trees in the ground. So the act itself is an av, not a tova, but it's fundamentally under that major category. But the question is a good one, which is how do I know, or what's really going on with my tova? So the free motion has a beautiful piece, I thought, definitely a helpful piece, a bit stuff. That's a beautiful thing, excuse me, I'm over. That we discuss is what's behind this machlokes and choosing which general focus for it. He does a fantastic job, I thought, of developing the sugya and showing how avos are in the melech, how toldos are going to play off. Basically, his theory is that according to the Rebbeinu Chananel, there are 39 avos and no more. And that's essentially kind of like what Rumei had in mind. There are only 39 avos. Everything that's not done in the Mishnah is not an av. If anything is a tolda, and therefore, if they have a tolda, not a tolda, not a tolda, and essentially the zone, that might be a tolda, tolda. But essentially, an av is not going to be welcome that's done in the mission. And that's why the pre-motion point that the Rebbeinu Chananel said that ofen, even though ofen is even on that list, ofen means bathing. Really, what was done in the Mishnah was mavashel, which is cooking. Mavashel is the real of. And Ophia, Ophed, just a tolda, because it was never really done in the Mishnah. And that's essentially a Rebbeinu Chananel theory. Clearly, Rambam is The Rambam and Rashi disagree. They believe the Av is not just what? Not just the act, but an avos are almost 39, not avos, in other words, 39 avos, according to the Mishnah, are 39 te'ulot, while according to, let's say, Rashi and Rambam, the 39 avos are really 39 categories. 39 different collective, classified as one of these 39 classifications, one of these 39 categories. And therefore, what is the opposite of the amazing myself? Yes, the male of the Tolda is the amazing myself as well. Whether that is the Tolda, would even be an upshot. I'm taking with two more questions, and we'll talk about, well, in that case, what is a Tolda according to the Rambam? What is a Tolda according to the Beit Hanan? Yes. According to the Beit Hanan, what's a Tolda? Simple pshat, I think the Prima Moshe kind of spelled that, not the stuff putting together, is basically anything which reflects the actual of what wasn't done in the Mishnah. Oh, by the way, what's that? There's a machlokis here, so, having on the Gemara that Tadi of the day, supposed to quote here, so, and the question, how do you know, now we're told, the Gemara says, if it's in 2 years of, what is Hashim, what is the Mishkan Hashiva? And what is the Mishkan V'Hashiva? And what is the difference between those two gear cells? What?
One of the letters considered is Mishkan.
Well, yeah, if it's the Mishkan, it becomes Chash. That you don't have above. If you have above, then it's the Mishkan and Chash. While that's the Mishkan, it's the Mishkan is an example of things, but additional things could fall into that category as well. Or in other words, the same motion points out as well, that the Makhlot is 2 years old. Because Bavma Deis may be Gufa, this Hakira, as to whether or not others have to be things that are specifically done in the Mishkan, or whether or not those are just 39 categories, and any parallax can be so. We'll come down to the point of the Beit Hanano, all the things that the Rambam and that Rashi may have, again, whether that Zomer is an Abrahama, the text, of course, I don't want to discuss that right now. But fundamentally, they believe that there could be all these other categories, as long as they are very similar, according to the Rambam and Rashi, they can end up being Abrahama. According to the Hanama, they can end up being Tolda. And if it's two steps removed, it's going to be just a Tolda to Tolda. Well, how do you define those categories? And I think the best way we can do it right now, in a second, is going to be, how do you know something similar or not similar to the apple? There's two basic ways we could look at it.
Number one, Sirat HaManasa, this is a Russian that the Amiyeta uses to see the Rambam in a few minutes.
What is the Sirat HaManasa? How does the act on to the onlooker? What does the Pu'ula look like?
The second one is, we call it a half-lit on my job,
and that's the goal, the function, the purpose. I would assume that Rabbeinu Hanano, in order to be a Tolda, needs both, and if one of those two, it'd be called a Tolda of a Tolda. And the Avi Ezri thinks that according to the Rambam, if it has both, it's an Av, and if it has either one of them, it's a Tolda. And he has several rhymes in the Rambam, in the context of Bing, the Rambam has a few halakhas. The Avi Ezri makes this theory, I didn't see it inside, but Elon Mesa had mentioned to me that the Evan Huzzle, Mrs. Al Meltzer, had the same theory in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, it has both characteristics, it's an Av, and if it has either one of those two characteristics, it's a Tolda. Where does he get this from? So the Rambam in a few places. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Vav writes over here: V'chein halokeach chalav v'nosim b'keva k'dei l'chavto hariz l'mishem toled borer shari hamafish hakom min achalav. And here's the one that we're interested: V'chein gavnu v'oseg vina chay b'shem bone. If a person makes cheese by assembling particles, shekol hamikabe chelak el chelak v'dabeg hakol.
becomes a toldah of binyan. Why? Because you're taking smaller particles and assembling them. Yet the Rambam also writes, and he talks about hilchos binyan, in Perek Yud, halacha yud gimel, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam writes, ha'os the ohel kavua harita toldah zvo nevachayim. If you assemble a big ohel in one fell swoop, without assembling pieces, that also is a toldah of binyan. One is assembling pieces, and one is creating a large tent. How are they both binyan? Argues the Avi Ezri, argues Rav Shach, that there are two independent ways of making it a toldah. Either it's the tsuras hapa'ula, which is the same, which is the case of the Tzvina. You're assembling a bunch of little pieces. You're not really making a house. And number two is, if you make a house, well, at the end of the day, that's the same thing as making a tent. The actual process, the pa'ula, the maisa, the tsuras hamaisa is different. That's irrelevant, because at the end of the day, you come to the same conclusion. And Rav Shach argues either one of those two things leads you to that, leads you to, if it has either one of those, from the point, it becomes a toldah. Hang on with that. But Elon pointed out, the Elon Mazer pointed out, that the name of Yitzchak Melzer, that there's another halacha, which is the person is halacha tezayin, harakir halacha tezayin, the rabbi writes, in the context of makir patish. Makir patish means finishing up something. Makir patish hapachas chai, even just the last hit, like the last hammer, what's it called? Makir means hit, the patish means hammer, you take the last blow with the hammer. As long as it's a completion of the makapadish kesa, haminafeach bechliz chuchet v'adzar bechliz sura to a mitzvah tzura v'amigader amigarei kol shu v'osen nekev kol shu bebeit bimatech bein bini bimatev. Haris it told us makapadish v'chayim. If you finish a glass thing, it becomes makapadish. Why is that not binyan? The answer is because it's not a bunch of pieces together. Nor is it a house-looking structure. What's the difference between finishing a house, putting up a tent, versus making a bottle of the exact same thing? The answer is, one has the tosa'a of binyan, the taklas ha-maisa, the same as binyan, while the glass thing is not in there. From a male, it's got to be makir patish. At the end of the day, the Avi Ezri and the Ebenezer seem to draw the same conclusion, which is, according to the Rambam, you end up having two different ways of making it a toldah, making it a toldah. If it's similar in neither one of those ways, then presumably what? It's what? It's nothing. There's one more sheet out there, in terms of our larger picture of avos and toldahs. I'm going to ask you a quick passion around that. We'll spend some time on that. We'll get to this in the next class, and then we'll stop, and we'll even begin to the tomorrow stuff. According to our Tosfos, who does he learn like the Rebbe Chanan of the Rambam or third Shita? According to the Rebbe Chanan, the Rebbe calls that you need both. According to the Rambam, you need either or. According to the Tosfos, what do you need? Daf and a Tachlis Hamayis will chart the third Shita. How did you know that? Because what? Because the Tzura is in Tzapai. And that's how I would want to learn on my own. That's how it is. However, there is a small problem which is to be raised, which is, according to Tosfos, let's get the view, if it's just similar in the Tachlis Hamaisa alone, and not in the Tzura, then it should be a what? A Toldah. If that's correct, and the Rambam believes that that's one of the two ways of becoming a Toldah, so the halacha, what, according to the Rambam, what would you anticipate the halacha to be in the case of Zomer, the Eino Tsarif Le'etit? What if those folks say again, what? You're not tied because we don't care about the Tsarif HaMaisa. What if the Rambam really does care about the Tsarif HaMaisa? The way the Avi Ezri explains it, based upon the Gvina case, the cheese case. That's about how when you make cheese, somehow you put it together, small particles together, creating one large entity. That we do care about the Tzuras HaMaisa. So what would you expect the Rambam to say about Zomer, Ve'eno, Tzaras, Le'etim, you should violate how many Averos? Certainly, Zeriah, Zomer, should also violate Kotzer. Why? Because the Chor, the Tzur is the exact same.
And therefore, I would anticipate the Rambam, based upon everything we built up, the Rambam should believe that you violate Ketzira even when it's not Sarach L'Eitzim. Yet, if you read the Rambam carefully, is that the case or not the case?
It's not the case at all. The Rambam seems to write in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Ches Halacha Dalit, Kol Derech Ketzirasa Mitzameches Oso Megadalel Kigon Aspas So B'Sas Or Hakotze B'Shkog Chayim Chatos Echem Deishu Kotze Echem Deishu Notei Abachin Hazomer V'Hu Tzarech Le'itim Chayim Mishim Kotze Mishim Notei. The Rambam shouldn't have had that phrase Tzarech Le'itim. I thought that was a problem. I didn't understand how that was a problem with the Rambam. Again, the way the Aviyazi learns the Rambam is that either the Surah or the Tachlis makes it a Tolta, yet if you only do the Surah of Kotzer, you're not Chayim. Why not? That should be the Tolta. That was a question I had in the Rambam. It's not directly related to this Tosfos, but I thought it was similar enough and important enough that I wanted to delve into it. We have three potential answers to see if anything will show up. If anything should have gone, that was not bad. Sean, how are you doing? You with me? Yeah? God, you good? You follow well? Yeah? Okay. Nimrod, what's the heck of your friend for the round? What would you suggest? Yeah? Oh, good. I'll get the answer. Good. Say what was it? What? Yeah, I'm gonna get that one. I had another way to go. I'm gonna do my first. I'm gonna get to your second. I'm open to it.
What should happen to run around? So I want to. I'll suggest three passages. The first passage is that the Rambam doesn't believe that kosher, in other words, this part, that kosher meant what the definition was, Sarah L'Eitzim. That's what we define kosher for the Rambam, right? Maybe the Rambam doesn't really believe that's true. Okay. But why would you say that? Go back and think things through again. But maybe the Rambam doesn't believe that's true. Maybe the Rambam doesn't believe the definition of kotzer is Tarek Chayim. At the end of the day, he discusses kotzer all throughout Halacha Gimel and Tarek Ches, and halfway through Tarek Dalet until he mentions the case of Zomer with Tarek Chayim. Maybe Zomer needs it, or I don't know, the case of Zomer is different somehow. Maybe kotzer does not need Tarek Chayim. Maybe the Rambam knows like Tosfos Brit, that what? That kotzer means stop the cutting. Well, you can't learn fully like Tosfos Brit, because the Rambam passes like the Mikvah Zidem Lach Shetim Hukuf is Chayim, and he also holds this Gemara over here that the Chayim Shtayim, and he mentions Tzarech L'Eitzim.
The question would be,
if the Rambam really redefines Kotzer, the reason why we had to define Kotzer according to the Rambam that it means Tzarech L'Eitzim is because it's Tosfos Brit. So how does the Gemara goes like Rabbi Yehuda in Tosfos Brit? Yeah, and the Rambam accepts of you. The Rambam will do this right. Do you listen over here? Do that again. Why did we mandate the Rambam to have translated Kotzer to be Tzarech L'Eitzim? That's the Rambam. That's what we said the Rambam was. What triggered that? Remember? Yesterday? What mandated us to say that? What obligated us to say that? Yeah? Because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And he thinks Rabbi Yehuda works well with his Gemara. Well, that wasn't like Tosfos Brit, he said that Rabbi Yehuda rejects the Gemara. It must have been like Tosfos. Maybe the Rambam was saying, no, it's not like Tosfos. There was a third way of dealing with it. What was that? That was my change. If you remember yesterday, we had three ways of reading the Gemara. How does the Gemara read? Is it a Malach Shemshin Rufa? Answer number one is Tosfos Brit, yes. Answer number two is Tosfos. It's not a Malach Shemshin Rufa, because the Tila has a unique definition. Answer number three was my shot, which is, it is a Malach Shemshin Rufa, but sometimes even Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. If Tosfos, the Rambam, would learn like my Mahalath, he would accept his Gemara, it would work like Rabbi Yehuda, yet he would not be forced into the finely coated to be started late. In which case, what? Kota could be even anal sarakleitu. He mentions sarakleitu because it's a quasi-kilkul, not because that's the definition of gitzira. But maybe the Rambam would what?
Maybe the Rambam wouldn't necessarily hold the definition. He would learn the Gemara the way I want to learn the Gemara,
and if that's the case, then what?
That could solve a problem. How could that solve a problem? What? Yeah. Let me take a step back and review yesterday.
Yeah, we had a problem with the Gemara. I'm going to go back and try to say it better. This first problem, I don't like it so much. I think it's too bad. It's not really anyway, because we're already in. Maybe I should just skip it.
Okay.
Never mind. Maybe I shouldn't. We wanted to know the Gemara had quoted a bit of Rav Kahana who said that your client twice, right? Your client twice, once because of Zomer and once because of. But only because of my poster. Because it's certainly in your Chayim poster. We were bothered. Shouldn't that only go according to Rabbi Shimon? Because the law should be with Father? In other words, according to Yehuda, you should not be certainly. So one answer was, Tosfos agrees, you're right, in Hakinami. The Gemara is only according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda would disagree, Sarah Chayim, it wouldn't make a difference. Answer number two is Tosfos, which is, it works with Rebbe Yehuda because Ketzira has a unique definition. Ketzira is not like a standard malacha. Ketzira requires not just the cutting, but requires the function, the purpose as well, as part of the malacha. In other words, the purpose has to be tzara chayim, otherwise you cannot even nifral the definition of the Haggadah, the definition of Ketzira. The third shot I wanted to suggest is maybe it is a malacha shetrik with Ufa, but sometimes even Rabbi Yehuda says your father, i.e. if there's a kilkul. Basically, I'm suggesting now that the Rambam would accept my definition, my mahalach, that kilkul triggers malacha shetrik with Ufa, and that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gemara. You would not necessarily need to define kotzer as a sarachetim, and kotzer could even be ano sarachetim. And if Kotzer's Eino Tzarech Eitzin as well, any Ketzira you do violates Kotzer. Like, can you solve this problem? Why would you solve it?
No, it's just a sign. It's just a sign. It's just a sign. It should be higher.
Right, I'm sorry, correct. The reason why the Rambam would mandate Tzarech Eitzin is only because. Because otherwise it's a kilkul type of malacha shetrik l'gufa, and it's not that the Rambam really needs sarachetim for ketzira. He writes sarachetim over here because of the malacha shetrik l'gufa issue, but maybe ain't of sarachetim could be the tolda or it wouldn't be the tolda. The reason why your pater is not a tolda, and therefore it doesn't contradict with the Abiyad that says the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention ain't of sarachetim. Because of the Kilkul, and not because of like the Tosfos said, which is Surah Samarat Maisa is not good enough. In any event, that's one problem of the house. The reason why I don't think that's true in the Rambam, even though conceptually it would work, is because if you read the Rambam in Perek Aleph, he mentions Malach Hashem Tzrich Lagufa and Kilkul totally different in places. In other words, geographically, they're not linked together. Not only is there no support that he does hold, but there's support that he holds again. The Rambam mentions in Halakha, in Tarakat Halakha, Zion, all the meaning of Lakshya, Lagufa, and only 10 Halakhas later on, 8 Halakhas later on, he talks about Kilkul in Halakha, Yud Zion. It'd be difficult to imagine if Kilkul is a subcategory of Lakshya, and Lagufa, the Rambam is categorized so far apart. And therefore, although I think that answer may work, and I like my own house, I don't think it's a nice house, I don't think it's a shop a lot. Questions, comments about who's the guy, you get that? Yeah. The whole question you can work it out is the Rambam holds that Koser and Sarev, Leitman, there you seem to be high. But Enoch Sarev, Leitman, you seem to be up. Why should the Rambam believe your problem? The only explanation we had until now is because, like what Tosfos had said, that the Tzuras Ha'aisa is not a Toga. But according to the Aviyatri, the way he learned the Rambam, the Tzuras Ha'aisa is a Toga, the Rambam shouldn't have said Enoch Sarev is Pater. So I'm going to suggest maybe there's another reason why Enoch Sarev is Pater. It's not because of the Aviyatri reason that the Tzuras Ha'aisa is not a Toga, but rather it's for a different reason. It's a type of kilkul which triggers a lot of shame and sneezing the gufa, and therefore, if you cut weeds with no purpose of them at all, it's really a kilkul. And the reason why you're pater, if you're kosher, shalol and tzorek, you're completely pater because of exterior reasons, not because of the surah, things like Tosfos had said, which would contradict the Rambam, but rather for other reasons why, i.e., if you're kilkul, therefore the Rambam doesn't contradict himself, everything works out nicely. Mahalach number two. This is what I think what Rose was suggesting a moment ago. This is going to be conceptual. What Rose was suggesting is maybe the Rambam, we won't say that the Rambam disagrees with this and says, no, maybe it's stronger. Not only does Kotzer need a Sarah. Not only does the Av of Ketzira have a unique definition, but what? Even the Tolda has a unique definition. I mean, the definition of Ketzira, not just the Av, but the Tolda requires what? Sarah Le'eta. In other words, when Hashem defined, when the Torah defined Ketzira, not only did it give a unique definition in terms of what the Av is, but it's a different unique definition of what the Tolda is as well. The Av requires the proper intention, the proper kavanah, the proper purpose and function for this mind. It can't be any cutting, it has to be cutting on the purpose of needing it, wanting it, reusing it. Maybe the Rambam even has that in mind for the Tolda as well. And therefore, Enachinami, usually the Tzuras HaMaisa would define the Tova. However, Kotev, and therefore, purpose of Ein Sarah and Eitman should be a Tova. Since there's a unique definition for Kotev, which is Sarah Le'eitman, then what? Even the Tova needs to be Sarah Le'eitman. That's Mahalach number two, I think. With Eli mentioned that suggests that we're doing Seder as well. Which is a nice Mahalach, but I think textually it's very soft in the Rambam. I'll show you why. That's what Rose is suggesting now. We'll give Rose the credit because he's an issue. He's probably doing a good job. You know, Rose is expensive this year. What Rose is suggesting is that not just does the Av mandate start placing, but the Tolda does as well. Rose, that's what you're suggesting, right? Let's take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchus Shabbos. Let's start with Perek Zayin Halacha Daled. V'chein ha-kotzer tevua, katanis, o ha-boter anavim, o ha-goder tamarim, o ha-mosek nesim, o ha-ore te'enim, kol elu av malacha achat, and shakol echa achat mehem, la-kor davar b'gidulam iskavim, val-derech zu shar ha-avot. For starters, does this sound like Rose is right or not right? Why not right? Kol elu av malach achatein. Why are they all av malach achatein?
Shekol ach mehen la'akor davar migidulo miskabi. What kavana do you need? La'akor davar migidulo. What kavana is not mentioned? Furthermore, in Halacha Ches, in Herakhat, Halacha Gimel and Dali, the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere that Sarach La'et until he comes to the case of Zomer. Again, all of Halacha Gimel talks about Kotzer, all of Halacha Dali talks about Kotzer, he doesn't really mention Sarach La'et until he comes up to the case of Zomer. It's difficult to believe that the Rambam mandates Sarach La'et, and not just by the Av, even by the Toga, will be tough. Not terrible, he doesn't mention it. The third Mahalakh is the one that I think may be correct. It's an interesting sheet, the basis of the Nishmat Ha'adah. I found it in the Pei Moshe, in the Simon Hay. The Nishmat Ha'adah, I don't know why he threw it in there, to be honest with you, the Pei Moshe. I thought it was misplaced. But Ina Ma'ashem Nasan B'yadi, you heard that word very well. Hashem gave me a gift, Hashem gave me the Nishmat Ha'adah. I don't know what you're doing over here, but I know what I need to know. Here's Mahalakh number three. Nishmas Adam Kval Yalim Sif Hei Kran Beis Kotav. Listen to this word, listen to these words. Didavka Kishahu Gam Zomer Kedei Lechaibo Afishim Kotzer Bina Tzarech Leitim Aval Bistam Kotzer Harei Dechaib Afilu Itzilo Tzarech Leitim. Again. Didavka Kishahu Gam Zomer Kedei Lechaibo Afishim Kotzer Bina Tzarech Leitim. About the stam kota hareza chayapili lo tarchaytim. What does Nishmas Adam say? You, yeah. In other words, no one ever said it's kotzer it's harachla eitim. No one ever said kotzer needs eitim. What needs eitim? Eitim? Zomer alone is doing that needs harachla eitim. Kotzer does not. Why? Because listen to what the Rambam said very carefully in Halakha and Eretz Yisrael here before. The definition of Ketzira is what? Being both your Dabar Migidulo, cutting, period. Only the case of Zomer requires Tzarech Le'etzin. Why? Where did that come from? Why would Zomer be needed? What's the Pshat Nishmas Adam? Why would it be Pshat Ram? Why would Zomer be needed? Why if you're Zomer, in order to do Chayyaj twice, you need to be Tzara placing. Where did that come from? I thought, you know, Pshat? What's a Pshat in Nishmas Adam? What? What's the logic for Nishmas Adam? Why should Zomer mandate a Tzara placing to be over on code there? But all the other code series in the world don't need Tzara placing. 99% of the The simple Pshat Nishmas Adam is when a person does Zomer, which is cutting all the branches off the tree so the tree should grow more, you wouldn't have called that Komer. What Kotzer? What's his real intention? What does he want to do? He wants to prune the tree in order that it should grow better. That should only be Zoreya. What in the Zoreya element should offset, should overshadow, should cover up what? The what? The Kotzer. The Zomer should cause the Kotzer. What? Because the Kotzer is much less Chashiva. What gives the Ketzira back Chashivas? What reinstitutes the Kotzer as a significant act? The fact that your Kotzer is Tzarech La'etzim. And therefore, maybe that's what's going on in the Rambam. The Rambam really believes that what? Most Ketzira, all you need is to be Oker, Dabar, Migidulo, like you mentioned in Parak Zion.
And he doesn't mention anywhere about kotzer v'tzar plates and tzar chas halacha gimel or dalet. The only time he mentions tzar plates is when he's talking about zomer. Why? It's not by chance. Because zomer is the only case where you need tzar plates. And why? Because if you're doing zomer, most likely what you're doing is, or the whether it's your own svara or objectively, the zomer element, the zoreya element, the notaya element overshadows and, you know, takes the spotlight, takes the central role, and all you're really doing is notaya. What makes you chayav shtayim? The fact that your kotzer and tzarach la'eitz, and that gives the kesira some value to it as well. The fact that you're cutting is only because you want to keep pruning it to me, you want to improve it. The fact that you want the eitzim makes it kotzer as well. If that's the case, the Rambam works like the Mishnah, I understand A, why the Rambam doesn't mention anything about tzarach la'eitzim earlier on. When he defines it, he doesn't mention anything about tzarach la'eitzim. Only in the case of Zomer does he mention tzarach la'eitzim. That's a nice theory for the Rambam, but the fact that it answers our question, I think, is even one step better. How does this theory answer our question? Based upon this, is so, I think you can solve the problem that we asked on the Rambam as well. What's the terrace over here? In other words, did we have a problem that the Abiyazi believes, right? Is it the Saba Rambam has the Saba what?
So,
I think the definition of kotzer now is what? Just cutting any branches. That's kotzer. Doesn't have to be tzar plates. Most kotzer doesn't need to be tzar plates. Kotzer does not need to be tzar plates. Why? Zomer needs to be tzar plates to make it a chash of a kotzer. But most kotzer does not need to be tzar plates. If kotzer is not tzar plates, then what? In other words, if kotzer does not need to be tzar plates, then you should not be, then what's the thing? You should be chayav by where? What? You're chayav either there's a surah or there's a tachas hamaisa, and you're chayav on kotzer, the reason why you're kotzer over here yet again. If it's kotzer, tzarach leitzim, you're chayav, the deal is because you pay tzarach leitzim, you're kotzer, the reason why you're kotzer is not because many fancy definitions of kotzer and other than toldo. It's not because the toldo is the tzur, it's not because the tzur is hamaisa, it didn't suffice to become a toldo. But rather what? Because katsira never required tzarach leitzim. In the good, but by zomer it offsets and it suppresses and it overshadows the kotzer element. That's why it's tzarach leitzim. If tzarach leitzim to be offset by zomer, or in other words, that we have the deal for me in the Rambam was kotzer and tzarach leitzim. If you have a tzarach leitzim, you're possible. Why should you be possible? One suggestion is what Tosfos says, because it's not suitable. Well, that contradicts the Rambam. So we have to figure out maybe some other way of doing it. There are two other Keturim we had suggested. The first Mahalik that I opened up was based upon a Bilko. And now we're suggesting Katsira never requires Tzarach La'etim. Then you should be Chayav. The answer is it's in the context of Zomer, the element of Zoreya overshadows, it suppresses the element of Katsira, unless it's Tzarach La'etim. But if it's in the Tzarach La'etim, you have to art under. But not because Seward is not good enough, but Seward is good enough. Just over here, the act you're doing is being defined as Zoreya or Notaya because the Zomer element overshadows the Kathira element because it's Ansar of Aitra. People get that? Not people do it that. You didn't hear that? Is that clear? I'm not going to have to clear anymore. Bro, you hear that?
I just don't know.
In other words, yes, you got it, never problem. Okay. You don't like, in other words, you're arguing on the Nishmat Tov. That may be. I'm just saying, I know that the Nishmat Tov says it. This seems to be the Svar, and I'm just applying it to the Ram. You don't like my opinion, but it's focused. Because, again, the basic point was, Tosfos is pointing that if it's 8 of Tzara for 18, you should be fine. Isn't that because the Tzura Tamaisa is not enough in the Chayyu as a Tova? Tosfos would say yes. That answer can't be true in the Rambam. Rather, there's some other reason why your Tzara is 8 of Tzara for 18 according to the Rambam. What Mahalik is because of, like, the Gilgul of the Lakshas, which was that the first Mahalik I watched, they based on my meditation yesterday. The third approach is another reason why you come, not because of Gilgul, but rather because if it's Sarah Ha'atim, re-establishes Kathira as a Kosh of a Maisach Kathira. As long as Anakar Ha'atim, Dafka by Zomer, we look at the fact that you're doing Zomer, we define it only by Zomer. In other words, Zomer suppresses and overshadows Ketira, unless it's a Tzara's Lady. Okay, a Tzara's Lady, a punter on Ketira. Not because it's a lack of Tzura's Hamai, not because it's Tzura's Hamai, it's not for a Tola. Like Debbie, as you said, he's right, it isn't. It isn't Tzura's Hamai, it's not for a Tola. The reason why you're punter is for a different reason, which is Zoraya overshadows it, Zoraya suppresses it, Zoraya takes the center attention. Therefore, you only chayav from that, not mishum ketzira. In any event, what we discussed a little bit, hopefully, just to clarify, hopefully, I think that was clear. Got ahead, do you follow that? Let me try to review. I'll try to clarify things, make it a little clearer, and then we'll move on to the next little piece, which I want to get to today. I'm ready to be working on the next few days. Again, Tosfos. Just to put the whole sugya back in perspective. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, Zomer, Bitzara, Eitzim, Eschayim, Shtayim. What if you should pay and what if you should kosher? Does that contradict Rav Yehuda? Tosfos read, yes. Tosfos, no, because Ketira is unique. Me, no, because sometimes Rav Yehuda agrees to Ketira. Then we point to that in a second. Well, if you're not really according, not like Tosfos read, because Rav Yehuda would disagree, but Rav Yehuda would agree to this thing. Tosfos has said that the Tzira has a unique definition that is not the Tzara Chayitim, well, maybe Eino Tzara should be a Tomer. And yet, you seem to be Pachar. Why are you Pachar? You follow that question? Why should you be Pachar on Tzira? The Eino Tzara Chayitim, that should be a Tolga of Tzira. Tosfos says, we don't care about Surat HaMaisa. The Rambam, who does care about Surat HaMaisa, based upon the Avi Ezri, how does he understand why you're puzzled? So, either it's going to be three mahalakim. The first mahalakim is a puzzle, like what I want to say, based upon the Gilgul, Lakshmashah, is a mahalakim. Number two, you're puzzled because, like a rose wants to say, even the toldos of Ketira require Tzarafahitim, that's a unique Hagudara, or the coolest pshat, that is the best pshat around that, is based upon the Nishmas Ha'adah, which is that the reason why Pater Eretz Yisrael is because it's overshadowed by Zomer, by Zriya, by Notel. And most of the time, Ketira doesn't need Tzara Chleitim. The only time the Rambam mentions it is by Zomer, because there's an overshadowing factor. That could be the pshat in the Rambam. How do people do with that? That's better. Sure, that was a helpful last school clarification. Rose, go ahead and clarify a little bit. Okay. Next little Nakuda. Tosfos is over here. We're not going to speak too much about the Rishat, so we'll talk about it. V'ikasha, let's just do the kasha one more time. Yeah. So go for it. V'ikasha. Tosfos is not the Chayav Shtayim. V'ikasha, how do we have to go for that three days?
Because they are not the same as the other.
So yeah, it's good enough for now. What's the cash and what's the terrace? What's the habit and what's the not cash? The habit mean is that Kidei Rishasso, i.e. Kim Lev Darabni, they should do what? Pater even one of the two misos, or one of the two chatos, or something like that. But if I do Zomer and if I do Zomer, which is really Kotzer plus Noteya, then what? One should get Pater because we could do Rishach, and the Machai, we have the Machai, which is the Rishu, because Kim Lev Darabni, what's the answer? No. Rish Achaz only patterns a second thing if it's different. Just to define, what's the svar for the Havamina? That Rish Achaz patterns what? It patterns one of the two punishments. Kimash Blood doesn't patter one of two punishments. Lamaskana, what does it punish? The lesser of two different punishments. It punters from two, in other words, the Torah will not let you have two different categories of onesh. It will let you have two onesh, but not two different categories of onesh. In other words, as long as they're one category, you can get both. The Torah won't give you two categories of punishment. It won't give you two classifications of punishment. It won't give you two different punishments. It'll only give you the stronger one. And by the way, you know what words fit that svara very nicely? It comes to Matkana. Kimlei bidit. Rava Mine. We're gonna be we'll be making him on him. Which one? The Rava Mine, but not if they are the same. Okay, and that's I think just a shot of Mascara because the Rava Mine will make him very good. The Mascara is very good also. I'm curious, does anyone disagree with this host? I'd love to look around shots and find the Machlokas and find Nachmanides and find Lumdus. I haven't found anything, I don't think I'm gonna do anything. Let's just read the next Gemara very briefly, and then we'll open up the question for tomorrow. Asa, I'll read because I don't think we're there. Asa, Rav Yosef L'Rabba. This is going back up to Menachesh and the Mashke. Rav Yosef's going to ask the Kasha and Rabba. Who Rav Yosef held? He held again that they were also because of Zorah. HaMenachesh v'HaMechapeh L'Kiloyim. Menachesh again means what do you do? You rip out some grass in order to get some underneath. What is mechape? You cover it up, correct, exactly. The fake Rashi says, ha-mechase es ha-zroim l'offer. Eitzer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Menachem, ha-mechape l'kiloyim loke. What's the din? You get? Malka. If you give a omer, af ha-mechayim. Not only if you are Menachem or mechape, but even if you are mechayim. Bishlam l'didida amina mishum zoraya haidu yisuri zoraya v'kiloyim. That makes a lot of sense because if it's Rav Zaria by Shabbos, presumably it's a Maisa Zaria by Kiloyim as well, and there's an Isra of Zaria by Kiloyim, but there's no Isra of Harisha by Kiloyim. So how do you understand that Eli Dachar of Mishum Choresh? Harisha v'kiloyim mi'asira? Who ever heard of such a thing? Amalei mishum mekayim. How did you tell me the ratio is because of Mekayim as well? The same as Rabbi Kiva said Mekayim. The answer is the whole thing goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Right? In other words, we say, El is Dr. Amrav Mishim Choresh, Harish Mekayim, Miyasira. The answer is Amrav Mishim Mekayim. The answer is because your Malka's government is because you're being Mekayim. So it's Menachesh and Mechata are not examples of Zriya, but rather they are Charisha. But you get Malkus because of being Mekayim. I bought Mekayim paper to keep Omer Af Mekayim. Mechata Hanakam Alav Mishim Mekayim. That's insane, but you can't do that in the ratio as well. The answer is no, Kulu Rabbi Kiva. It's not Rabbi Kiva. My time, Kamar. It's a my time, Kamar, way of reading the Gemara. My time, Hamanakish, Mechata, Bekulayim, Lokam, Mishim Mekayim, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Af. Rabbi Kiva Omer after Kayim, my time is Rabbi Kiva, they bring a puzzle. You got the basic Gemara? Rabbi Yosef thought he had a riot, that's the reason why Tanakam will give you mouth is because it's in Zaria. And the answer is no, it's really a Harisha, yet nonetheless. What? What? Yechai because of the Kayim. Any comments, thoughts, questions, issues to raise on this Gemara? I have two quick issues. Any thoughts, comments? Do you know what you guys mean tomorrow? Yeah, no, yeah, it sounds very surprising that Mekayim gives you a mouth. Mekayim. How do you get mouth from Mekayim? Is there a Maisa going on here? Just a question of Rabbi Kiva in general. I mean, according to Rabbah, the whole thing goes according to Rabbi Kiva, so what's going on there? And according to Yosef, at least only according to Rabbi Kiva. But either way, how does Rabbi Kiva understand how you get Malchus on Mekayim? Yeah, that's definitely one point to raise here. Someone will discuss that tomorrow. What else? There's one small other point, which is I thought of. What's the machlok about Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef? What do they argue about? We discussed this, I think, at the beginning of the week, the last week, and the number one. What's the machlok about? If it's about which malacha, that's the thing many of the Rishonim learn. Ariel points out that the Rashi learns that way, and the Tosfos seems to learn that way, the Rishi seems to learn that way. But there was Rabbeinu Hananel that we had understood. Rabbeinu Hananel was a machlokas. It's not about which malacha you violate, but rather what? Which one you get hasrah for. Exactly how does that read? Seemingly, this raya that Rabbi Yosef brings indicates that they're arguing about which malacha it is and not which hasrah you get. The Mir Hashem will try our best to tackle those problems tomorrow. We'll stop here. Any other questions? Okay.